Let's now turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16. We have been looking at the life and times of Abram, and so this is the chapter before us this morning. Let's hear the word of God. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar, and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarai ill-treated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from, and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarai," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." The angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility towards all his brothers." She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me." For she said, "I have now seen the one who sees me." That is why the well was called Beer Lahairoi. It is still there between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son she had born. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. So keep your Bibles open there at that chapter. With the Lord's help, we shall look at this portion of Scripture. I've entitled it A Disobedient Detour. And the chapter is filled with failures and tears. Hard to believe, really, considering it comes after chapter 15. There's such a huge contrast between these two chapters. Abram, the great man of faith, plummets to the depths of sin and despair. After having received such reassurance and two spectacular signs from God that indeed he would be the father of a great number of descendants, it's incredible that now that great man of faith, that giant, could fall again and be victim to unbelief. But surely as we see this in the life of Abraham, it's also a reminder to you and to me that if this could happen Abraham, and it did, such a thing can also happen to you and to me, and it does. As the Apostle Paul puts it, if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. In other words, never be cocky in the Christian way. And as a result of Abram and Sarah's failure of faith here in this chapter, it results in a fractured, dysfunctional family. Does that sound familiar today? The actions and the decisions of Abram and Sarah had devastating immediate results in the family. But not only were the results immediate, but they were also long-lasting as well. In fact, as a result of these decisions thousands of years ago, the results are still seen today. Because what we read about here in this chapter is really the beginning of the Arab people. They're the people who trace their descent back to Ishmael. And so you know the history of the Middle East. Constant warring and fighting between the Jews and the Arabs right up to this day. When did it begin? Here we are in chapter 16 of Genesis. So it's a tragic, sad chapter. It's the chapter before us today, and I think there are some very important lessons. So let's see how the story unfolds. We see what I call, first of all, the wearing problem, verse 1. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. That was that stubborn problem that didn't seem to go away. She couldn't have children. She was barren. We've been told that a number of times now. Now, it was a serious matter for a man to be childless in the ancient world, for it left him without an heir. But it was even more calamitous for a woman. To have a great brood of children was the mark of success as a wife. To have none was ignominious failure. So that's what Sarah was. She was a failure as a wife and a mother. That's how it was perceived in this ancient culture. And so there was a social stigma. There was an embarrassment about having no children. That's how it was in those days. And so this was the problem. And it just kept going on and on, year after year.